Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 49 for ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, dude.
Special Valentine's Day version we have going on.
Yay, I feel the love.
My bloody Valentine.
We have guests with us here in the studio, Spoon.
We do. Ladies, if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Jenda.
I'm Rachel.
There's two homeless girls we picked up off the street.
At Sheetz.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, no problem.
It's really cold out there.
We felt bad. It's 12 degrees, you know.
Yeah. If you find your wallet missing, she did it.
Okay.
That's why I don't carry wallets.
Just so we get that straight.
I have a fanny pack.
Wow, that's gay.
And so are the beers that we're drinking this evening.
Hey, nice segue there, brother. We are doing the Lindeman's Lambic beers.
Yeah.
Can you hear the excitement in my voice?
Yep, we're doing Lambics. I'm looking forward to this.
We figured it was the Valentine girly thing to do, so.
Aww.
Yeah, we're sweet like that.
Yeah.
Well, we figure since we have a strong male audience, there has to be something that the guys can do for the girls. Or guys can do for the guys, or girls can do for the girls, or whatever. This is kind of like your little Valentine's Day treat, beer treat, if
yes,
you may.
Right on. You want to tell the peeps a little bit about Lindeman's?
No.
Or shall I?
Since 1811... The Lindeman's Farm Brewery has been the benchmark producer for one of the world's rarest and most unusual beers, spontaneously fermented Lambic Ale. After brewing a wort from locally grown wheat and barley, Lambic brewers allow wild airborne yeast to ferment the beer. Yeah! Oh yeah! That's what I'm talking about! No yeast is added by the brewers. Complex flavors result from the magic mixture of yeast strains, and the addition of fresh fruit juices leads to the beautifully balanced, elegant masterpiece. Lambics can be produced only in Belgium's River Valley, I'm not saying that word, west of Brussels.
All right, Spoon, so what's beer number one, man? We're going to do the Frambose.
I don't know. It's sitting over by you. Why don't you tell me?
Why don't you open that for us there, Rachel? That'd be swell.
You just want me to touch the butt plug.
Yes, she's slash using the bottle official opener. SIDT butt plug bottle opener. We are doing the... Now, correct me on this, the Frambois, or as other people call it, Framboise, which is wrong, just seriously wrong, or as we like to put it in here with the audio clip,
Framboise, or something else.
Framboise, or Framboise.
Framboisen.
That's it.
It's a freaking cork.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's okay.
One thing you can always expect here out of your lambics is there's going to be corks in it. So while you think you're all badass because you're taking the cap off like we thought we were, there is a cork that is involved with this.
I feel so fancy, though.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I don't think we've been this classy on this show.
Why are you making the girl do
this? Puppy, pick this up, man. Come on, why are you making her open the cork on this?
You looked bored.
Because, you know, last time that we played with a cork, you busted a screw bit.
Exactly.
Or a drill bit in it.
I didn't take a drill bit to the damn bottle. It wasn't pretty.
See, she does this like a professional. There you go.
It sounded pretty.
All right, Puppy, you're the porn bitch for the night.
I'll pour it.
Yeah, and why don't you pour?
All right, kids. Here's to the Framboise. Cheers.
Glasses. Tits and ass.
Tits and ass.
Happy Valentine's Day, ladies.
Ooh. Oh, this smells good. I like this.
I always wanted a puppy for Valentine's Day.
A sick puppy?
And I have one now.
Aww.
Sick puppy.
Oh.
Nice face.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm going to be in for a rough night. This
You think that's sour?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sour.
Oh, I think that's sour.
It's a lambic. You got to expect that.
Oh, God, that's bad. Oh. Oh, I'm not used to sours like this. Oh.
I will have to say to our peeps that I'm not a big fan of the lambics, but we're doing this for you. We drink it so you don't have to.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that up front.
Oh. Smells like ass.
Hey, the flavor's not bad. It's just the
what kind of ass are you smelling?
Raspberry ass.
I would love
apparently.
To smell ass. Smells that good?
Are you smelling like a Care Bear's ass or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Once I got past the sourness of this, though, it wasn't that bad.
I can handle it's this actually, shit in small doses. But...
Yeah. If you are drinking...
I actually don't think I could drink an entire bottle.
No, I couldn't either.
I drank two of them in one evening. Oh. I was sick.
Oh, that's some sour shit.
You got any more?
You want more?
What the hell, why not? Because I didn't get as much as you did. I'm not drinking out of your glass. I don't know.
It's empty.
Oh, is it?
That's yeah.
Weird. Oh. Oh.
Spoon's like, oh, this is horrible. Can I have more?
The fuck? That's one of those things where I'll drink, like, oh, bad. Give me more. Oh, that was rough.
What do you ladies shit. Think of the framboise?
It's sour. It's definitely sour.
I like the bubbliness.
Do you? The champagne-iness of it?
It kind of smells like potpourri.
Exactly. That's what I always think,
you
too.
You just kind of leave an open bottle somewhere in the house, you know?
That's just take the rest
idea.
Of this glass and put it on the back of my shitter.
If you really let one rip somewhere and you have company coming over, you just open up a bottle and just leave it there.
Who has lambic?
There we go. That's what we should do.
I blew ass. Where's the lambic?
Honey, give me a candle made of lambic. Light it.
I just crop dusted the family. Give me the lambic.
I don't get why you're saying it smells like ass, though. You don't like that smell?
I think it smells fine.
I'm not a big fan of fruity beers. Maybe that's why. When people would ask me to homebrew a fruity beer, I'd tell them to pretty much piss off.
I think this smells perfectly fine. I just wasn't ready for that punch in the face that I just had with all the sour.
To me, it's almost like cough syrup.
If cough syrup tastes like this, we'd have a lot of drunk high school kids.
True. What is the ABV on this, by the way?
I think it's 4%.
That's... I want
to
say 7.
They're normally around from anywhere from 5 to
4,
8.
I think it's 4%. Because I looked that up after I had some that evening.
I think she's lying.
Yeah, how'd you look it up if you're a poor homeless girl?
You got the internet on 5th and...
What, you've never been to
Starbucks.
A public library?
What, you never go to Crazy Mocha? Just steal a laptop?
Crazy Mocha. What the hell is the ABV on this? Not that I don't believe you, but...
All right, around the table, what do you think the ABV is? Puppy.
I want to say anywhere 6 to 7?
5.5.
I'm going to say 4, maybe 5.
The winner is 4.
Hey.
Damn it, she was right.
And I win a second bottle of lambic.
You can
congratulations,
have mine.
You get more lambic.
Yeah, as a sampler, yeah, I can handle this, but
I think it's a little too sour, though, for most people. If you're a typical beer drinker, I think this is going to be a little rough, especially if you're a hophead.
Right.
That's not going to work.
I've turned some people on to lambics that say they hate beer. Like, they try this and love it. So.
Papuga.
I think if you were eating chocolates.
Yes.
And drinking this with it, I think that would go really well. It's a better dessert beer.
Or a donut.
Yeah.
Or a donut.
Krispy Kreme and a lambic.
Seriously, as soon as I got a whiff of this, I'm thinking this is like the filling of a Krispy Kreme raspberry donut.
Yeah. I still say a big piece of red meat with this red beer.
Raw.
Because your drink should always match the meat on your plate, right?
See, what she does is she goes out in the field, she just caps a cow right there, sticks her hand in the gug of reach, lambic.
Wow.
Then she rinses the meat in the lambic.
That should be on the label. Me killing a cow.
Oh, well, I dropped the F-bomb like 3 times already, and this is supposed to be our classy Valentine's Day show.
We're so offended over here.
Totally.
Fuck you.
All right, that one's done. Good grab the next one.
One down.
Mr. Sick Puppy, please be a good beer bitch.
Can you tell how enthusiastic I am to get these over with?
Someone's got the shakes. But you know what? We have to address the other side of our fan base, though.
Yes.
There are people who do appreciate these and who right now are probably going, I'm going to unsubscribe from all their shows, from their blogs, from everything. All right, puppy, so what's this next one we have here?
The Palm. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I have no freaking idea.
This is a smooth, light body with a fresh flavor of real apples and light green apple tartness. Perfect with rich cream. Whoa, perfect with rich cream sauces. I don't know about that one for me.
See, I should have read ahead, dude. The pronunciation in English is Palm.
Hearty soups are aromatic cheeses and spicy cuisine. Supremely refreshing.
The color is glowing gold.
Would you like to smell the cork?
Yes, they smell it.
I can smell that from here.
It actually smells better than the first one we just had.
I can smell one from here.
Ooh, chat amongst yourselves.
I might like this.
I'll rinse your glasses out.
Yeah, we might have to get a fresh rinsing here of the glasses since we have some of that the redness left. Yeah, it smells like the old candy from like the nickel and dime stores. Oh man, this is gonna be bad. My dentist is gonna hate me. No, I'm not usually a big fan of green apples, but
all right, the dishwasher's done. Shall I pour?
Please.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, I like how this one smells.
Do you? Is it like a cidery smell? I haven't really got there yet.
Mm. See, this is the one thing I'm liking about this is so far these last two have reminded me something of my childhood. So I'm wondering if like my parents secretly were putting this in my beverages, but this actually
make you go to sleep at night.
That's the only way. That's the only way Father Spoon would go to
sleep for me.
But this actually reminds me of those big things of wax that were filled with juice.
Oh, those are.
Oh yeah.
Oh, those wax bottles.
Those are nasty.
Oh,
that's what this smells like to me.
Oh God, now I smell.
Yeah, see.
Yeah.
Power of suggestion.
Well, I got those kids used to chew the wax. Too,
oh, absolutely.
And, like, would swallow it. Oh,
I would never swallow it, but I would like
my brother.
I'd like make those like teeth guards or whatever, so you have a big thing of wax up there. All right,
cheers. This is the Pum. Pronounced Pum. Mm.
I kind of like this one.
Zima.
It's very tart.
Zima.
Zima.
Oh, gosh. Long live Zima.
It is. It's Zima with apples in it.
Yes.
It is.
Long live Zima.
Long live Zima.
Thank God it's over.
That's on the record. I said long live Zima.
I'm getting like that second drink was like more apple juice.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like foamy apple juice.
Yeah. Champagne.
Your apple juice is foamy. There's a problem.
The color is just throwing me off, though.
Yeah, it looks more like real beer.
I can't even get the swirl in this glass.
Look at the yeasties on the bottom of my bottle because I had the last of it.
Yeah. This really isn't that bad. I would
fine
actually
Belgian funk at the bottom of my glass.
I would actually drink another one of these.
Yeah, I could do this. I could probably do a whole bottle of this.
This is the one
this is more palatable than the raspberry.
And this is the one I really didn't want to drink, too, and it figures that this is the one that I like.
See? That's why we do what we do.
Surprisingly refreshing.
Very tart. I thought I was going to hate that one. Not bad.
So you could tell the difference between this show and the last show that we did. Because the last one, we're like, oh, yeah, I could taste like the citrus. I got the bananas.
Yeah.
I'm getting all the hops. I can tell like two different types of hops. This one, we're like, yeah.
These taste like candy.
This ain't bad. Mm-hmm. I appreciate this one. This is pretty good.
I really appreciate it. As a home brewer, I love how the lambics are made. I mean, it's fascinating.
And now that I can't get Zima out of my head.
Yeah, that power suggestion's a bitch,
yeah,
isn't it?
Because now I'm thinking back to high school, dropping those Jolly Ranchers into a bottle of Zima.
Nasty.
I still have two bottles.
I was white trash for that.
I have two bottles of Zima in my basement from 1994. Still intact.
Why?
I have no idea why I kept them. Probably because it was a good weekend. Yes. But I still have the two bottles. Every once in a while I look at it, and they actually turned yellow. Actually, they turned the color of what we're drinking.
God.
They're a little beat up, but I still have them.
Maybe that's what happened to all the leftover Zima. They just gave it to Lindemann's.
Stuff
Zima
left over.
Expire?
Good point.
There is no expiration date from what I remember. That's a good point. I wonder if Zima expires. I'm even surprising, too, with a little bit of the lacing that's left on this.
Yeah, that's what I'm really surprised at, too, dude. I didn't expect that.
Well, this has been a good show. I don't know about you, but...
And good night.
Nah. Should I drink this and held liable for anything that happens after a recording of a show?
We're like sharing one bottle between four people. So it'll be like sampling, rinsing, sampling, rinsing, sampling, rinsing.
We should have had a big bucket here just to dump everything in and just go with it.
You can use the toilet.
Well, do you guys want your present now? Your Valentine's Day present?
Oh, that's right. Rachel brought us a present. It's
with
a surprise.
No prior knowledge of the title of this podcast.
But My Bloody Valentine?
It is. It's My Bloody Valentine on DVD.
On DVD, the special edition, courtesy of DVDEmpire.com.
Ooh.
There's the cheap plug.
There we go.
Now, this is a
a cheap plug.
This is an audio show. She was referring to our butt plug / bottle opener.
That's fantastic.
A fine IKEA product. Why, thank you.
Creepy and stylish.
And stylish.
I don't think we've ever had someone bring us a gift.
And I only have one, true. So you guys have to watch it together. Maybe it's a horror flick, so you'll have to cuddle a little.
We'll spoon on the couch later. Yeah.
We'll watch it. Yeah, we'll have a couple of the Old Red cease and desist.
Well, when the show's over, all four of us will get on the couch and watch it.
Silent.
Blank stares.
Yeah.
I'm going to insert some cricket sounds in there, yeah.
Well, there were a couple things that did come up recently that Sick Puppy decided that we should probably address. I don't know why. But if you live in Peru, because you know all of us do at some point, we vacation there, we honeymoon there. I've never been there. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But I'm sure other people have been to Peru. The high courts ruled that drunk workers cannot be fired. Yeah, I'll repeat that. High courts rule that drunk workers cannot be fired in Peru.
What's the reasoning for that?
I'm moving to Peru.
They're trying to boost up the economy by having drunk Americans show up, apparently. Now, Peru's top court ruled that workers cannot be fired for being drunk on the job, a decision the government criticized on Wednesday for setting a dangerous precedent. Well, no kidding. The Constitutional Tribunal. They have tribunals there. I didn't realize that. They're all like Survivor. The Constitutional Tribunal ordered that Pablo Cayo Mendoza, like the Mendoza line, be given back his job as a janitor for the municipality of, I can't even say it's court, I want to say Chilorius, whatever. He's a janitor working for the municipality.
Well, he didn't have to operate heavy machinery, so...
We don't know that, though.
Floor scrubber.
Yeah, he could have taken, like, the floor waxer and buffer and start chasing kids or co-workers or whatever. But he was fired for being intoxicated at work. The firing was considered excessive because even though K.O. was drunk, he could still speak and write, and he did not hurt anybody. You know what? There's a lot of times when I've been drinking that I could talk and write just fine, and there's no way I should be operating heavy machinery. But we'll let that go. So there was an administrative chief of the area announced, we fired four workers for showing up drunk. Two of them were drivers. How can we allow a drunk to work who might run over somebody? Wow, whoever wrote the original article really butchered English. I'm assuming this was the translation. So there you go. If you live in Peru, you can show up drunk. And that, my friends, is the drunk news of the day.
Oi, all right. Next.
What's our next one?
Pesh.
Pesh.
Like Tesh.
The peach. It's John Pesh.
John Pesh.
Glowing golden color. And a pop. Soft, round, with a nose that fills the room with fresh peaches. Crisp, delicious taste that is refreshing as an aperitif. It goes wonderfully with pear tarts, Waldorf salad, which I hate, egg rolls, and peach meldeba. Have you ever had Waldorf salad?
Yes. What is it?
I was going to ask you what that was.
Oh, sweet Jesus. It's the most disgusting salad made with mayonnaise.
It's like mayonnaise, and there's apples, and feta cheese.
Yeah, it's like a fruit salad with cheese and mayonnaise.
That sounds nasty.
That one doesn't smell, really, I don't think.
No?
It smells like cork.
I'm not getting the peach.
I'm not getting peach out of this.
No peach aroma whatsoever.
I'm not getting peach.
I'm not getting peach.
I'm getting a faint hint of it. Not much, though.
I'm not getting peach out of that.
No, I'm not getting peach.
I'm getting a little. It's not strong at all, though.
No, I'm not getting any peach at all. I don't know.
I was expecting to get whisked away to my days and when living in Atlanta.
So living down south.
Peach trees everywhere.
Magnolia trees causing allergies.
You don't have any, what's his name?
Shit. Wow, that's a peach.
You're Chupro or Honey Buddy?
Van Morrison?
You don't have any, like, Van Morrison songs for it?
Not about peaches.
Anytime we have something with a fruit, You know, he always goes, I got a Van Morrison song about that. Of all people, Van Morrison.
Yeah, sorry.
We're presidents of the United States of
That's
America.
What I was thinking.
Yeah.
Millions of peaches.
Peaches for me.
That's going to be
I
stuck
really
in my
like
head.
I like this one because it's not like as fragrant as the others.
No?
Yeah.
Not
That's
as perfumey?
Like yeah.
Oh, this is like a bad wine cooler.
That's what I was thinking. I was trying to, like a Bartles and James
it's
kind
very,
of a thing.
Yeah. It's like a bad attempt by Bartles and James trying to make a peach.
Yeah. This is it's very weak in flavor and it's very weak in aroma.
Yet it's Rachel's favorite. Says a lot about you.
It's because it was put there by a man in a factory downtown.
I'm kidding, Rachel. It's okay. You can like it.
There's a lot of times where
I
like a beer and he doesn't.
Exactly.
Isn't that right, Kevin? I'm just reading your shirt. Sick Puppy's wearing a stolen worker shirt with the guy's name Kevin on it.
Yeah.
Is it bacon on it? Oh.
Bacon?
Bacon would have been awesome.
Kevin, bacon.
Chromatic recall.
I like wearing a shirt out to bars. Like, hey, what's your name? Kevin? Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah, I can't say this is one of my favorites. I'm not really getting the peach
it's
on it.
It's not horrible.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just when I saw peach, I expected peach.
I agree with your
basically.
Not just peach.
Wine
pesh.
Cooler
pesh,
comparison.
Yes.
Pesh. Maybe this is how they, how peaches taste and smell in Belgium.
That could be it.
Peach like
so we need to get ourselves some Belgian peaches.
Is that legal? Smuggle them over?
I'm watching my mouth. That'll be good.
Hide them up there with a butt plug.
It's crammed in
slash
my skull.
Bottle opener.
Oh. Yep, well.
Yeah, I'm done with mine, dude.
But the fine glassware that we are drinking from this evening can be purchased at Three Sons Dogs and Suds.
.com.
It's a jungle of beer there, too.
Yeah, it is. Whew. Speaking of that, I think we should play a beer safari promo.
Let's do that.
All right. Take a little break.
We have to get something else to drink.
Well, you want to switch up the entire show halfway through and fuck
no,
with people?
No, I want to get the last beer.
All right, now we're doing a stout. What the fuck? All right, yeah, I got to rinse again, so listen to this little ditty for Beer Safari, and be right back.
BeerSafari.com. It'll make you go, squee! It's a jungle of beer.
And we're back.
Never really left.
Next lambic that we're doing, the
Lindemann's final lambic of the evening.
A creek. And we're waiting for Rachel to
Muscles.
Pop her cherry.
This is a black cherry lambic.
Yes.
It is like the other ones. This is 4%. Rose-colored with a bouquet of a basket of freshly harvested cherries. Sparkling smooth and fruity. Served with crepes.
Wow.
What? You don't like how I say crepes? Tuna salad sandwiches. Wow. Roast ducker with... fruit or chocolate desserts. Tuna salad sandwiches.
I can see a construction worker sitting on a steel beam with a lambic and a tuna salad sandwich.
He's going to prowl my lambics.
Ugh.
Dude, tuna salad sandwich. I've never seen that in a description for what you should have
especially
with
this.
A beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. That's funny. I mean, that ranks
like
up there
cherries.
With the... It ranks up there with the Waldorf salad.
This is the original lambic, by the way, the creek.
Well, this is kind of ironic. I said Waldorf, too, since I lived in Waldorf Park for a while. Whoa. It actually smells like roses.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it smells like...
Like a bouquet.
That smells like a bouquet of roses.
See, all these smell like potpourri.
You know what we should do? Put them all in just one glass and just shake them all together and see what kind of prison juice we can make.
High class Pruno.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Secrets.
Exactly. I've had this one before and I'm not happy right now.
Oh, it smells like Red Bull.
We'll see if someone gets their wings.
Oh, shucks. I didn't get much. But that's okay.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, I haven't drank it.
Okay. Thanks, I think.
It's nice to share.
It is. On this special Valentine's Day celebration.
Yes.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
And ass. They're getting it. Oh, that's definitely Sucretz.
Or chloroseptic.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Oh, once you say chloroseptic is when I was swallowing that. Oh,
that's a strong mofo.
That's extremely strong.
Whew.
Oh, no.
That's cough medicine right there.
Yeah. That's too carbonated. Oh. That's seriously overcarbonated.
It's Red Bull.
Yeah, screw going out and doing the...
It does have that energy drink tint to it, yeah.
Screw doing the bombs and everything, because you're paying, what, like $4 for a Jaeger bomb or whatever?
Right, just do this.
Spend the $7 and get a bottle of this.
Ugh.
Won't have as much alcohol in it, but...
And the first three I was being nice about, but this one sucks.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say
this one's severely overcarbonated.
Ladies, you agree?
I do feel like I have to go to the dentist now after all these people.
I feel like if I get strep throat or just any kind of cough,
get a
lambic. I think I'm okay. So why spend the money, you know, and give it to the drug companies? You can just give it to the, you know, lambic companies.
And get drunk.
Yeah.
So out of the four that we've had, which one's your favorite?
Peach.
I think the apple.
I'm going with the apple.
I'm sorry, I gotta go to apple too.
Okay.
Sorry, Rachel.
But yeah, but still, notice no one said the raspberry though, or the cherry.
Yeah, exactly. Those are just too strong for me.
Yeah, I can't say that I like either of the reds.
I'm just going to down mine.
Oh, bad idea. Oh!
Almost give you an ice cream headache.
A slushy, if you guys.
She's right.
I'm going to suck the syrup out of a slushy. Oh! Yeah, that was...
Oh, yeah, it's like a slush puppy but melted, yeah.
It's like sucking the syrup right out of the machine before it gets mixed with the ice.
Yeah, right at the very end. The water and ice is already gone. You just had that sludge at the bottom.
Oh, that's rank.
Screw these. I'm done with the lambics.
You know, we've been talking about doing a lambic show for a very long time, and I'm glad it's over.
But since this is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And there are single people out there who will not be cuddling with anybody. What better way to celebrate the holiday than to have a cake party? The reason why I bring this up.
Why do Christian, you bring this up?
Christian Lavender from the kegerators.com.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Sent us an email asking that we talk about this. So I figured, what the heck? There's plenty of single people that listen to our show that won't be with anyone, and they're going to want to get tanked because it's just another holiday. It's, well, when you get married, you think it's another holiday, too. That's when all the rookies go out. Puppy's like, no, I'm going to fucking kill you.
No, go ahead.
You just had that look on your face. The story is, the beer calculator will help you determine how much beer and how many beers you will need when planning your next keg party, or just party in general, actually. The beer calculator is also a great beer tool for calculating how much beer you will need for your wedding or a great beer party or bar mitzvah, which I didn't realize they drink a lot of beer at those.
Or bat mitzvah.
Whatever.
That too.
I'm Catholic, so I can't pronounce those big words.
I'm a heathen, so.
Anyways, you could go to kegraters.com/beer-calculator.php or just get the link off the shouldidrinkthat.com website. The Keg Beer Wizard. We've actually played around with this thing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, man.
It's a good way to budget how much beer you should have, and it asks how many heavy drinkers you have, how many moderate, how many lightweights. So you can pretty much gauge.
Will Sick Puppy be there?
There is a sick puppy setting.
Yeah, there is.
Maybe he'll help you out there and put that special feature in there for the next release. So anyways, go check that out because everybody needs to know how much beer to buy. And it's also great because then you will no longer be bothering either one of us when you say, how much beer should I order for a party?
All right, man. So the fucking lambics are done. So we got one peach fan and three apple fans.
This is a very anticlimactic show because we're all like,
dude, we're never doing another lambic show again.
No, never.
No.
You know, if this is your first time listening to our show, we apologize. I'm saying it right now. I apologize. Because usually we're more lively, but apparently lambics are just sucking the life out of us.
Yeah. But I do have something else.
What's up?
Mead.
Let's do it.
Want to do some mead? Do you ladies like to do some mead?
Yes, let's do some mead.
Hey, while you're going to get the mead, I don't want anybody else to forget that we're still have the contest going on right now for Valentine's Day. Yes, that's right. We mentioned it in episode 48. This is your chance to get some great swag courtesy of shouldidrinkthat.com. You're going to love this. If you didn't listen to the last show, I'm going to tell you what you're getting. 2-1 free drink cards to the Island Bean Company. Yeah, it's out there on McKnight Road, just down from Borders by, I believe it's Northway Mall Center Place, whatever they call it now. 2-1 free cookie coupons for the Glutiny. Ooh. Get your gluten-free cookies. You get one $25 gift certificate towards Framework, which is a place that makes custom frames, stuff like that. Cool, eh? See, so when you take your picture during Valentine's Day of you and your sweetheart, you want to get the picture framed, hey, you get $25 off. Next thing, Lairmore's. We've got two 25% off any one men or women's item. Guys, you want something, your wife wants something, there, you split it, 25-25. As far as we know, you cannot use both of these at the same time. That's just how coupons work. And finally, the big one, a $25 gift certificate, not one, but two, for the Swickley Spa. That's right. You get a pedicure, manicure, neck rub, butt rub, whatever tickles your fancy. You got two $25 gift certificates for that. You probably have to use them separate, so go do the couples thing or go 2 weeks in a row. You might need it if you're getting laid off and you've got a bunch of tension or whatever. Yeah, and I'm kicking myself for not keeping those for myself. Father Spoon likes to get pampered once in a while. Sweet Jesus, look at these.
Oh, my God.
Can I open that?
Sure.
What's this?
A tea bag, apparently.
Mulling spices.
I don't know what
yes,
that is,
I have two different meads here. One from Ohio and, well, bought in Ohio. And the other one from our fine wine and spirit shop here in PA.
My manicure.
Oh, that's right.
So open it for the lady.
Yeah.
See, this is 92 points on the Weight Watchers system. We cannot have this.
92 is that a lot of points?
I think you're only supposed to have like 10 a day.
I don't know.
Oh, oh shit.
I don't know. I'm not on Weight Watchers, so I don't know.
Never mind.
Where was it?
Yeah, I'm joking. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I thought you were being serious.
Now. No.
That's like your meal for the week.
92 wine enthusiast.
92 points. Lovely.
Yes.
Wine enthusiast. You know what this means? This probably shouldn't be on our show.
Well, tell me, I mean, what do you know what you do with the mulling spices?
I don't know. It's, I've never
yeah,
really.
It's, you can heat up the mead and then add the spices. Aside, yeah.
Like,
it smells like bad spice I'd put on
a
like
tea bag or something.
You have a face for everything.
Yeah. It's very visual.
Oh, here we go. Pour half or a full bottle of Chauncey's. Yeah, wasn't that a club down in Station Square? Chauncey's.
You were going to break that.
Chauncey mead into a medium-sized saucepan. Drop two spice bags, one spice bag or half or, for half a bottle, two spice bags for a full bottle. Let the bags steep over medium heat for 5 to 10 minutes or until the mead has reached the desired spiciness. Do not bring to a boil. Big mistake. Remove spice bags and pour hot spiced mead into your favorite goblet, mug, or glass. Cheers. Spice bag ingredients are cinnamon, orange peel, clove, and other natural ingredients.
That's what she
holy
said.
Shit. Ba-dum-tsh. This is 92 on the Wine Enthusiast magazine. The distinct taste of this medium sweet honey wine can be enjoyed in traditional medieval England. England.
I'm a dork.
Where's the cork?
It's still attached.
Oh, my Lord.
The cork on the chaucer is made,
see,
made out of rubber.
You should see this cork that we have.
And he's trying to smell it like he's a
you're not
going to
smell a plastic.
That's why I did it.
Oh, she's still unscrewing it. From the church key.
Told you it was a big gork.
Hubbery.
Smells like what? Wait a minute.
It smells like Goodyear.
Now this smells like potpourri.
Really?
What kind of potpourri do you have in your bathroom?
That's like the potpourri from like one of those bad country stores.
smells very synthetic. It smells like good here.
Yeah, just like the country stores.
But visually, it's very pretty. It looks like marble.
Oh, great. I get the end of it. I get the butt end.
There you go, dude. Wow. I love mead.
It smells like the Humane Society.
Yeah, this comes from Valley Vineyards. Sweet golden honey mead.
Where's Floppy the Rabbit?
A true diamond in our crown. This very special mead is produced from fresh clover honey, once referred to as liquid gold. This wine can be served chilled or heated and spiced. Sip and enjoy. And here's the kicker. It's 12.5% alcohol.
It smells like rabbits.
Contains sulfites.
Yeah.
Am I going to have a headache from drinking cheers. All these
yeah,
different...
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about the headache.
My fancy schmancy glasses.
I'm not used to doing the bottom part there with the wine glass. I'm like, eh. I can't tip it.
My fine dollar store wine glasses.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's a pretty good mead.
That's a lot of honey.
That's pretty. It is a lot of honey.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. Not a big wine fan, but mead. Yeah.
I feel like I should be eating toast with this or something. You know, so much honey in it.
Oh, go ahead, say it.
Tupelo honey.
Fucker.
You know what's going there.
Oh
yeah, it's a fine, fine mead.
I can't get over the nose on this.
And when I first tried it, I'm like, oh, it stinks, man. Then
are you holding your breath while you're drinking?
You snorted it bad.
Put it in the neti pot.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's got a weird aroma to it, but the flavor is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Shitload of honey.
That's really good.
There's a much stronger honey aftertaste.
Yeah, yeah. It lingers.
Now, definitely. The still isn't as good as the mead that we had from Trump, from John.
Yeah, that was a homemade
mead.
That
was fantastic.
Excellent.
Of course, we had that small incident of me in your living room after I had some of that.
Right on. We also had that saffron mead, but I don't think you cared for that, did
you? No, I don't like that. Uh-huh. Oh, I could drink a lot of this, so that just went down fast.
Yeah, it goes down quick, dude.
Mmm. I have to give my kudos to this. This isn't too bad.
All right.
I see the bottle in it.
And where can you get it?
Ohio. Can't get it here. No. Nah.
Morrow, Ohio.
For present company, if you want any, not our listeners, I'll get you some if you want some. I have connections.
Meat shield. Pay attention.
Meat shield. Yeah.
According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during the pregnancy because of the worst of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery.
Machinery.
It may cause health problems. Contains sulfites.
This is a honey mead.
Sulfites.
Sulfites are delicious.
Delicious, delicious sulfites. It's family owned since 1970.
And it's decently priced.
$10.
How
not
many
bad.
Generations do you have to go through since 1970? I mean,
two.
Maybe.
Don't know. Good question.
Parents and then like the kids. Figure 70. I don't know. I'm 76.
Some cheese or something with this.
Yeah.
I has pretzels.
I has pretzels.
I has pretzels. And we are on to our second mead. What'd you ladies think of the first one?
Very good.
A+.
A+.
Not A+.
Not A plus.
I can't give it an A+ because of the aroma.
Yeah, it does smell.
Yeah, it's kind of like paint thinner aroma.
I'm telling
to
you, it smells like rabbits from like Costco or some shit. I don't know.
What?
Petco. What's the place that kicked
Costco.
Us out?
Costco. That's Petco.
Was that Petco that kicked us out?
Okay. Yeah.
What were you doing?
Uh-oh.
Nothing.
We were filming a video and the manager asked us to politely get the hell out. It was a long time ago.
And he was wearing a priest outfit and still got yelled at.
This was, what it was like, 2000? It was during the election for 2006.
Yeah.
One of the elections.
It's up on YouTube. We have an election video out there for SIDT. Check it out. I'm in a suit.
He's in a three-piece suit. I think he has a watch, too, one of those little chains. Didn't you have that with it? So with your suit, or was that?
I don't remember.
I don't know. But, yeah, the guy from Petco or PetSmart or whatever the hell the place
Petco.
Was. Yeah, he told us to politely get the hell out.
Why are
apparently,
you
a guy in a priest outfit showing up with a video camera and a tripod with a bald-headed guy in a handlebar mustache and three-piece suit is...
Are you trying to get animals to do something? Like, what was the...
You watch the video.
You watch the video. Find out. It's actually really harmless.
Okay.
It is. But he wanted to do it in front of the store because he absolutely hates the company. So I'm like, all right, what the hell, we'll do it. And then all of a sudden you see like people going, no, like diving, stop. I'm like, we're not doing anything bad. So I played the card that I'm doing it for a church function. Yeah, church function, and this was the only place that had a good community vibe. So.
And you're the Catholic boy.
Irony. All right.
What are we doing? All right. Mead number two, Chaucer's Mead. It was an 11% alcohol by volume. This elegant dessert-style wine is produced from 100% pure honey. Without the addition of artificial flavorings, we recommend that this wine be consumed shortly after purchase to enjoy fresh honey flavor. Whoops.
How long have you had that?
Yeah, how long have you had
like
that?
3 weeks.
Oh, that's not too bad.
We're good, yeah. Probably sat on the shelf for a year.
Yeah, let's say, so what if it sits on the shelf for a little bit? I mean, does the bottle know that you're buying it and not using it right away?
Where's their born-on date?
Does it have one?
That's a PLCB code.
Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that.
PLCB. The wow. Password.
That's a...
Oh my gosh. It's diluted.
Is it water?
It looks like urine.
Take it to a test. Your urine smells like honey. Honey?
Sir, do you drink a lot? Your urine is really high in alcohol.
Fine, that's what my doctor told me.
Thank you.
Look at that. Yeah, that actually looks like looks like a wine.
Chardonnay.
And so, yeah, like a Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Here you go. Chaucer's Cellars, located along California's picturesque central coast, has produced a gold medal winning dessert style fruit wine for decades.
Are you sure this is a fruit wine? Because really,
this distinct taste of this dessert wine can be enjoyed in the tradition of the medieval England in the spirit of Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Experience these unique wines as a pilgrimage and sensory delight.
Smells old like the SADT beer cellar.
It smells like pot?
I don't know. This really smells more like Chardonnay and looks like Chardonnay.
Hmm. Yeah, it definitely smells like the Chardonnay.
Yeah.
I'm getting that.
This is definitely more Chardonnay than mead.
That tastes That's nasty.
It's not.
That's no.
What I expected.
No.
No, not at all.
No. Chardonnay with honey.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about good honey.
Well, I like the honey part of it, but the back end of that, the finishing, is just, I don't know.
Awful.
Awful is a good word.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Does that mean you guys are going to chug?
Does that mean we have to chug too?
Yeah.
I'm not chugging.
I don't really have that much of there to chug, to be honest with you.
Oh, man.
But if you insist...
Good luck with that.
I'm glad there's four of us here so we can polish this freaking bottle off.
Do you want a video or?
Nah.
Go for it.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt. Oh, God. I need a moment. That's
that makes my eyes water.
Chug it. You want your eyes to water.
I got to purge and be ready for this.
Oh, you chugging it, dude?
I've drank worse stuff, too. Like I drank the chelada,
yeah.
All
right? Yeah, right.
Oh. Ah. Whoa. Better watch what I hit here.
Yeah, that sits hard, doesn't it?
I think it's curdling in my stomach.
Oh, tip it. Let me see the... come on.
Tip it, Rachel.
Let me see the bottom of that glass.
Come on, Rachel.
Oh.
You can do it.
Oh, that was disgusting.
You're not helping her.
That was delicious.
Chug. That was good enough.
It tastes like making out with an angel. I thought she still had some in her mouth. I was waiting for her to go. Oh, that stuff was rough.
Listen, as Rachel sprays Studio A with mead. I said mead. Pull one for the homies.
Oh. I'm gonna have to decline on ever purchasing that again. You know what? Where did we get that one? Was that?
I got that at the state store, dude.
Okay. I was say I thought that was Meat Shields because
no,
we'd have to throw that all the way back over to Ohio and just kick his ass.
I can hit your house from here.
I can see Russia. Oh, that's you know that's what?
Friggin' rank. I'm gonna write them a letter.
Why don't you chug the rest of that bottle?
Not after chugging that little bit. Like sitting in my gut. I'll give it a shot.
That is really curdling in my stomach. It's kind of like after drinking an Irish car bomb.
Yeah, you're sitting there like
feeling in your stomach. Yes.
Something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
After that, they're like, yeah, chug it, sick puppy. Go ahead.
Go ahead, chug it. You won't regret it. You'll love it.
Come on, puppy. Do it for all the single people out there.
Okay.
How much time you got?
Ready, set,
Look.
Sick puppy is chugging a mead.
Oh, we're trying to anyway.
I can't do it.
Come on, keep it going. Keep it going. You got. What's just left in the bottle? What's just left in that bottle?
Oh, look at that. That's like a swig.
Come on. His eyes are
watering. Come on, puppy.
I don't think he's.
You say you're metal.
But this isn't. Oh, no, dude, I'm done. That's rank.
Do you think you should do it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I have faith in him.
There's not that much left.
We love you.
Close
we
your
love
eyes
you, puppy.
And pour it back.
We love you, puppy. You can do it.
I feel like I just swallowed a cement block.
That's awesome.
Come on, you put worse things in your mouth.
Smooth.
Are you
going to
leave any for me?
Chug that. Almost there.
You
almost
got it,
there.
You got it.
Yay.
Oh.
Yeah, ooh. See?
See?
That was delicious. Oh, God. All right, on that note, I think we should finish this damn show.
Yes, please.
Woo!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll make it. I have a rock in my stomach, but I'm good.
Well, that was a rough one. So there you go. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm going to be drunk.
He's going to be drunk.
Woo.
We just got Sick Puppy to chug the... Yeah, he's decompressing.
Excuse me. I'm decompressing.
You're so funny.
We're going to go juice him.
Oh.
Put him in the juicer.
Mm.
I think he'll appreciate that.
All right. I think I'm recovered.
All right.
Where were we?
Are we done?
This has been Sick Puppy.
Ladies.
Thank you for having us on your show. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Any websites that you want to pimp really quick?
I think I already did, but I'm...
Go for it again.
Oh,
go for it. Oh, we have shameless promotions all the time.
Yeah,
we have no problem with that. Go for it.
DVDEmpire.com, where you can get all your cult classics. My Bloody Valentine for Valentine's Day.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Oh, I have no websites. Sorry.
You have, there's nothing? There's no...
Nothing?
One man, one cup?
Any friend sites?
How about yourinnervagabond.com?
There you go.
For all your Turkish coffee house and world lounge needs.
I'm smoking a fine Turkish blend.
Smooth Turkish and domestic blend.
Smooth Turkish and domestic blend.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
And this is Sick Puppy. I mean, I so appreciate
he's
our guests
sick.
Here, but really? I cannot wait for this show to be over.
wait till our next one.
No offense with our guests. You guys will be invited back when we have better beverages. Trust me.
Oh yeah. You. Yeah, this was a hard one to get through, but we have St. Patrick's Day coming up here soon, and maybe we'll do a Spoon birthday party or something like that.
There you go. Or a Sick Puppy party.
February 21st. Remember that. Buy me presents.
No, buy. Send us IDT beer for his birthday so Sick Puppy can have some too.
Yeah. That's...
Whoa!
That was one of the ladies.
That was not Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel farted.
Smells like the raspberry.
Tastes like burning.
Did you light a candle? No, I blew ass. me, Country Fresh.
Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Sick puppy.
Or even if it's crap.
We just drank it, so you don't have to.
We'll see you.
We out.
Bitches!
Eat a bullet.